You are entirely disinterested. You are serving science.
I am.
Then let us see how. Can the future be changed, Dr. Selden?
Obviously.
This courtroom may explode in the next few hours, or it may not. If it did, the future would undoubtedly be changed in some minor respects.
You quibble, Dr. Selden.
Can the overall history of the human race be changed?
Yes.
Easily?
No. With great difficulty.
Why?
The psychohistoric trend of a planet full of people contains a huge inertia. To be changed, it must be met with something possessing a similar inertia. Either as many people must be concerned, or if the number of people be relatively small, enormous time for change must be allowed.
Do you understand?
I think I do.
Trantor need not be ruined if a great many people decide to act so that it will not.
That is right.
As many as 100,000 people?
No, sir. That is far too few.
You are sure?
Consider that Trantor has a population of over 40 billions.
Consider further that the trend leading to ruin does not belong to Trantor alone, but to the Empire as a whole, and the Empire contains nearly a quintillion human beings.
I see.
Then perhaps 100,000 people can change the trend if they and their descendants labor for 500 years.
I'm afraid not.
500 years is too short a time.
Ah.
In that case, Dr. Selden, we are left with this deduction to be made from your statements. You have gathered 100,000 people within the confines of your project. These are insufficient to change the history of Trantor within 500 years. In other words, they cannot prevent the destruction of Trantor no matter what they do.
You are unfortunately correct.
And on the other hand, your 100,000 are intended for no illegal purpose.
Exactly.
Question, slowly and with satisfaction.
In that case, Dr. Selden.
Now attend, sir, most carefully, for we want a considered answer. What is the purpose of your 100,000? The advocate's voice had grown strident. He had sprung his trap, backed Selden into a corner, driven him astutely from any possibility of answering. There was a rising buzz of conversation at that, which swept the ranks of the peers in the audience and invaded even the row of commissioners. They swayed toward one another in their scarlet and gold, only the chief remaining uncorrupted.